from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Conflicts at six.
Go on. Excellent.
Excellent.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Marty.
Thank you to Toyota.
Yeah.
Thank you for their forklift advantage.
Yes.
Of course. Coming in at number one, a newborn... Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
What's happening here?
No, it's okay.
It's okay. A newborn baby still tied by her umbilical cord to her mother has been rescued from under the rubble of a collapsed building in Syria following the earthquake disaster.
Wow. Unbelievable. Jesus.
There's got to be those stories, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
It's tragic. I was reading more than 6,000 people have now been killed by that.
Yeah,
that's awful.
Mm. It's terrible. So I heard someone say yesterday when it was 3,000 people had passed away that there could be eight times that many.
Oh, my Jesus. God. It's just tragic.
Coming in at number two, Richmond great Michael Roach is fighting for his life after suffering a heart attack last Tuesday. The 64-year-old had a stent inserted but then underwent triple bypass surgery. Jesus, it's all good news today.
Oh, I know, geez.
Any fun things
rough
happening?
Start.
There's a couple of fun things at the end of this.
Okay, all right. Well, let's get down there. Mm. Jesus Christ.
After Posty.
No, I'm sorry.
I mean, I just want to have a laugh.
No, but some things, sometimes you can't laugh at
everything. Life isn't always fun.
No.
And best of luck to Michael Roach. That's an awful story.
Absolutely.
Mate, that is an awful story. Mm. Coming in at number three, according to a new report, students in Victoria are being provided with the least amount of government funding in Australia. What's going on?
Oh.
Victoria spent $11,570 per student across all sectors. New South Wales is spending just over 13. Queensland spending almost 12. And Western Australia is spending over 13.
Maybe we're just savvier.
And better budgeting?
Better budgeting.
Doing more with less.
Yeah.
Doing more with less. Mm. Beautifully said. I'm sure Dan Andrews wouldn't be getting it wrong.
Oh,
why would he get it wrong?
You're going to fire up so many.
Why would Dan get it wrong?
Dan doesn't get anything wrong.
Thanks, Dan, for everything you've done for us.
Thank you, Dan. Good on you, Dan. Terrible.
Matthew, what are you doing over there?
I'm trying to put my coffee cup down really quickly so I can clap and I've spilt it everywhere.
Matthew. Coming in at number four, from today, Tinder has released three new safety features.
Mm-hmm.
Users can now block profiles before they're matched on the app.
Okay, good.
They've also made it easier for users to report offensive messages, and paying Tinder members will also have access to incognito mode.
Oh, okay. So if you're checking out somebody else's profile, they don't know. Is that what that is?
Yeah, or like I think you can still be on the app but not actually be visible to new users,
new
so you
people.
Can still message people that you have already matched with,
oh,
but
I
you
see.
Won't come up on
it's
people.
Cheating. It's cheating mode, isn't it?
Oh. Incognito is cheating mode.
Yeah.
Just generally.
So, like, your friends don't see that you're on Tinder when you, even though you've got a partner.
Oh. Does that happen?
Paying
Matthew.
Members, apparently.
Well, how would that... How long do you reckon you're going to get away with that for?
Yeah. Not long.
Just being on Tinder while you're in a relationship.
You'd be surprised.
Surely that's a low percentage play.
Yeah, you're going to get busted.
You're going to get caught.
Mm.
You're better off just dragging a bird out of a club.
Well, not dragging.
Drag.
Cutting one from the herd.
You could invite.
Invite is a better
a young lady
invite.
Back to your apartment.
Yeah.
Number five, McDonald's is launching a limited edition Valentine's Chicken McNuggets box.
Yes. Oh, well, this has got you all over it.
Complete with pop-up heart-shaped handles.
I love that.
Matthew, is it a McNuggets day?
It's a nugget day.
I think they go on sale today.
And only for a few days.
Nuggets are part of the all-day menu. This is a good news story.
Well, you are a VIP member.
Is this the day that Will eats a burger?
Not on nugget day.
Not on nugget day.
All right.
It's the day he eats 40 nuggets.
Well, you better put it in the order now. It might get here by, you know, the time
if
finished.
You're trying to get a sandwich from downstairs, I mean, let's not go through that. Matthew?
I heard about all of that in the podcast.
Oh, my gosh, though, if you want to have a big laugh, listen to yesterday's podcast. I was
all I
myself.
Wanted was a toasted sandwich.
No.
I reckon I waited 2.5 hours.
From 6:30 a.m.
Yeah, but that's not downstairs' fault.
Well, it is. And Matthew's.
No. Okay, Lauren, you're in charge of sandwich ordering from this point forward.
Wow.
This is a handover.
10 seconds.
Quick money!
Semen from Australia's most expensive bull is sold for $24,000 at auction, with the buyers saying they would have paid more.
Topics of Six. What's on the
back page? 25 past six, time for sporting news now. The wide word of Will. What's happening, William?
Thank you, Troy. Aaron Finch has called time on his international cricket career. 249 white ball matches for Australia.
So that's it?
He's done. He will still play for the Renegades.
Yep.
But playing for Australia is finished. The most T20 international runs for the country and the highest ever T20 international score out of any country.
Yeah.
172 against Zimbabwe back in 2018. He held the top two for a while there, including that 156 against England.
God, when he was in form, he could really whack it.
Yes. Captained us to a T20 World Cup 2 years ago. In 2015, he played in the World Cup, the one-day international
Wasn't
one that
he
we
going
hosted.
To push on and try and be part of that again? Wasn't that his plan?
No, we don't. We play again in a World Cup next year.
Right.
And so he wants to step away, so there's time to find a captain for that one.
Mm.
But he captained the most recent tournament that we hosted here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it for Finchie. Well done.
Well done,
Speaking Finchie. Of cricket, the opening test against India starts tomorrow. Steve Smith calling Cameron Green very unlikely, which feels like a bit of an update. I don't think he's even faced fast bowling yet, said Steve Smith.
Okay.
So I dare say he won't be playing, but who knows? I don't even know what he's done at training. I was sort of focusing on my work, says Steve Smith, which makes sense.
So why is he even commenting
there? Is Green going to play? I don't know.
I was just batting.
Yeah, so it's likely that we'll have an attack of Cummins, Boland, Lyon, and Agar is the name that people have put forward.
Mm-hmm.
So Indian media are suggesting that Turners are being curated, which is no surprise.
What a surprise.
And it'll be turning from day one. And then I'll show you this photo, Marty, of the pitch that has been curated.
Oh, what a wonderful photo. You're a big boy.
Very patchy pitch, and it looks like it is favouring...
What's going on with that pitch?
Favouring bowlers that are going to be bowling to left-handers because Australia's batting lineup leans a little bit left.
Indian pitches, they're a mystery.
It is.
They are a mystery.
Fascinating series coming up.
They look like a day three pitch.
Yep.
On day one.
And we have cricket from 3 p.m. to 10:30 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Four tests. It's going to be glorious.
Oh, my God.
Basketball news. Sydney's Kings star Xavier Cooks was awarded the MVL's MVP last night, the Andrew Gaze Trophy.
Okay.
That was held in Melbourne, I believe, was. You ran
yes,
into
it was, at Crown Casino.
Yeah.
Why? How come you know that?
Well, because I bumped into my friend who works for them.
Right.
On the way to the Chili Peppers.
And she said it was a big night for the NBL.
Yeah. She was like, off I go. And she's the one who told me there was an animal running around on the tracks, which turned out to be a puppy.
Oh, that's right, because there was a bit of a tram kerfuffle.
Yeah, my tram got jammed as well.
Jammed too.
And it was just because there was a puppy on the tracks?
Apparently. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's a dog, but that was on the train network. I don't know what happened
on the train network.
Oh.
Oh, not the tram.
Something was stopping the trams in the city.
Yeah, all the trams are breaking down. And
my tram was fine. But I did pay the driver to take me straight there.
To the door.
I had to walk all the way from Collins Street.
Did you charter a tram?
Yeah, I chartered a tram. I gave him $200. I said, buy your kids some lollies, mate. Straight down the marble, please.
So Xavier
Cooks... Don't stop for the lights.
Xavier Cooks won the MVP last night. He's on the radar of some NBA teams over in the States.
Good on him.
So well is he playing basketball. The South East Melbourne Phoenix kick off the playoffs tomorrow night against the Perth Wildcats. That's at John Cain Arena. So best of luck to our Phoenix.
So that's the grand final series, is it?
No. It's like an almost wild card game.
Right.
And then there will be the semi-final best of three series after that.
Right.
Once they've all qualified. And in ice hockey news, the NHL is reportedly planning to play regular season games in Australia as early as this year, potentially October.
Okay.
Which would be fun.
Where are they going to play?
They are expecting...
Rollerama at Caribbean. Turn it into ice.
Caribbean Gardens.
Yeah.
What a reference.
That, yeah.
Rollerama.
Scoresby somewhere.
There's an Eltham roller rink. That's
No, we're thinking bigger.
They've got to have ice.
Oh, well, then the Docklands place.
I can't think of where there is an ice rink.
Yeah, there is one at Docklands.
They're not going down to Docklands.
No.
What about if they do? Do you know, as a kid, I ice skated at Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. They used to do ice skating there. Maybe they could carve it out and ice skate there.
Yeah. Why not?
Here's an idea.
Better than the Docklands.
Very much better.
They're thinking the Docklands. In fact, they're thinking Marvel Stadium.
If
they were to convert it into a large indoor ice skating arena.
What is going on?
They can do that in the States. The Madison Square Garden, they'll play basketball there one night and ice hockey the next.
Well, you just have to fill it with water.
Simple as
just,
that.
I don't know if that's what you do.
Fill the water and freeze it.
Yeah. Oh, just put the hose in.
Yeah, I don't know if water is the answer. Slosh around. Where's the park?
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.